Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Marley. The subject is how to start studying.
Okay. It's November, and apparently Marley is graduating from undergrad in the spring. Okay. She writes, my diagnostic score was a 140, and I did equally as bad on every section of the test. My goal is at least 160 by the June LSAT. Okay, interesting. So it sounds like June might be the first of some of her attempts at the LSAT. So she's going to be one of those people who takes it in June with games and then is looking at an August test without games.
Yeah.
Anyways, she continues, I can't tell where I should start studying. I know it seems silly, but I think most people can see what section is their strength by their blind test. Tips for someone in the very beginning of LSAT prep would be helpful. I love the podcast and you guys are amazing! Exclamation point. Marley, you're going to want to study all three sections. It's not about picking the best one or just study logical reasoning and reading comprehension because you're maybe one of those folks who's going to end up taking the test in August. Yeah.
It strikes me that Marley might be somebody who's going to show some aptitude for games. Like most people, when they start off, games is clearly their weakest section.
Fair point.
And so if Marley doesn't notice games as an obvious weakness, then games might very likely turn into a strength because games is the easiest section to improve on. And between now and June, you know, you do have time to probably get to the point where you're going to be scoring perfectly on the games.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would dig into those games, Marley, like right now. And if you show, like if you go, oh, you know what? I can unlock this one game. And I think I might be able to unlock this other game over here. This is making sense to me. If that shit's making sense, then I would maybe go hard on the games and try to take the LSAT while it still has games. And June is your last chance for that. Problem is, you know, between now and then, you still do have 2/3 of the test. That's logical reasoning and reading comprehension. And if you're not ready in those sections, then there's no point trying to take it just so that you can do well on the games. Like you're going to have to come to terms with logical reasoning and reading comprehension, and especially logical reasoning after June, because Marley, your retakes in August and whatever other tests they offer in the fall, those retakes are going to have 2 sections of logical reasoning, 1 section of reading comprehension, no sections of games. So you are going to have to get good at reading at LR, especially for tests post June of 2024. Yeah.
Yep.
But maybe Marley's trying to get it done before August of 2024, in which case you really need to be thinking about February, maybe as a first, you know, if you get there by then.
Yeah. So when she says my goal is at least 160 by the June LSAT,
yeah, it
sounds like she's open to getting higher than that afterward. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd have to start soon.
We just recorded a different episode with Robert, whose diagnostic was a 137 and who already has an official 176 now, you know, a 39 point improvement. Robert improved by more than 39 points on his practice tests because he had practice tests that were higher than that. So he actually did improve by 40 points. Marley, are you going to improve by 40 points between now and June? I mean, that would be, you'd be from 140 to 180, if you did. But that's possible.
Yeah.
Like that's basically what Robert did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, Marley, you're going to be competing with people like Robert for law school admissions. And so just think again about forcing it into June. Like, what is so special about June? It probably needs to be just study, see how you're making progress, then decide when you're going to take the test, probably much later down the road.
Yep.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.